We're community-supported Shine FM.
Well, hello there. This is Angie, and it's time now for our community spotlight, where we spotlight things that are going on in and around our listening area that you might just want to know about. In the studio with me today, it's Rocky Grimes. He's with an organization called Heart of Unlimited Boundaries. You guys are going to absolutely love this, so tune in and think about someone in your life that might be able to use this. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning.
So I've been watching the videos of what you do, but obviously I can't play a video over the radio. So tell people, what is Heart of Unlimited Boundaries?
Well, we call it the Hub for short, and we are really proud to be operating out of Adriel School's campus in West Liberty. And in short, what we've done is taken a variety of vehicles, from little ride-on toys that you might buy for a three-year-old all the way up to full-size big bad buggies, and we modify those to work with individuals with special needs. And we use a combination of the vehicle, the course, and the activity to achieve predefined therapeutic or educational objectives.
So you and I were talking a little bit earlier. You got your start with therapeutic riding with horses. And so this is a lot of the same premise. However, you don't have to worry about the personality of the horse as well. It's a machine.
Absolutely. For years, I had the opportunity to work with both our beloved Marmon Valley Farm here in Logan County and Discovery Riders. And I loved working with the horses. But what we ran into were so many kids or individuals that had contraindications, had reasons we were not allowed to put them on the horse.
Okay.
And I just got tired of telling the ones who needed the most help that couldn't do anything else that they couldn't do that either. So I decided I was going to come up with something anyone could do, regardless of their level of ability.
So paint me a picture. Tell me what one of these devices would look like and the person who would be in that device.
Well, everybody in the program has special needs. And it honestly, if you can name a common disability, I probably have one in the program.
So give me an example.
Down syndrome. Okay. Autism is probably the most prevalent right now.
So if you had someone that had maybe was a quadriplegic or a paraplegic, what would you do? How would you help them with their therapy?
Well, everyone is able to operate at their highest level of independence. Sometimes me as a co-driver or a person sitting in the passenger side does as little as humanly possible to allow that person to operate the vehicle. Other times we're doing almost everything. But we do special accommodations such as hydraulic seats that come up out of the cart and spin out so I can get a person out of their chair into the cart and lower them down very easily.
Mm-hmm.
We make a lot of adaptions that allow them to operate the throttle without the use of their legs, such as backrests that they can push back against or hand controls, various different things that not only accommodate a certain configuration or disability, but help improve that. I'm not a physical therapist or neurologist, but we dabble in all of these areas. We work with the educator or the therapist to understand what's going to improve that person's quality of life. And then we adapt and accommodate these vehicles to help those individuals succeed.
That's pretty cool. So you said any size, because I saw in the videos that you had there that there were little Barbie car type things.
Absolutely, yeah. any size. The youngest in my program right now currently is 4 years old, and the oldest is 82.
82?
Yes, absolutely. It's a great physical activity.
Wow.
It's great from a neurological perspective. It's great strength building and cardio. Ask any race car driver what it takes to get out and operate one of these vehicles. Now, we're certainly not going race car speeds out there.
No.
But when you're out in the open air and bouncing across the hills and the motor's vibrating and the wind in your face, it's exhilarating. It gets the heart rate up.
And what does that do for the client that you work with?
Oh, wow. It's almost, you almost have to pick a given challenge, a given symptom to talk about how we use it. But let's just talk about hypertonia real quick. Or if you know someone with cerebral palsy, oftentimes they're very tight, very curled up. And that's because their muscles have contracted and they don't release. These machines are almost great big vibrating chairs on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you fire them up, they just vibrate. And that vibration resonates through their body. And as we take them out and drive across those hills, they loosen up. They can become completely relaxed. We take individuals that you cannot move their limbs. You cannot bend at the joint because of the disorder. And by the time we're done, they are laid out flat like a noodle.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. We are doing our community spotlight this morning, and in the studio with me, my guest is Rocky Grimes. He's with the Heart of Unlimited Boundaries, which is a very cool program right here in West Liberty. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Let's do another quick overview of what Heart of Unlimited Boundaries is.
In short, we develop innovative strategies and devices to support individuals with special needs.
When you say devices, let's be specific.
All right. Well, and for today, it's go-karts and off-road vehicles and small ride-on toys. Our little motto is where there's a wheel, there's a way.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. And, you know, I can definitely see, I mean, I had knee surgery a couple of years ago, and the physical therapy I did was mostly what it's problematic when I'm pushing on the gas.
There you
go. I can see how something like this could be a benefit.
So, yeah, we have taken, in regards to physical therapy, we have taken these vehicles and we can change the resistance on the steering or the pedals or any mechanical apparatus we design to propel that go-kart. So, for instance, I have a vehicle that actually has a curl bar in it that we work on strength building. And that curl bar is literally the throttle of the cart. When they pull the bar, it tells the gas motor to rev and we go down the road. And we can change that resistance. So this whole theory was built on really one fundamental principle. Engage the mind and the body will follow, right? When you take the little guy that's fighting cancer or MS or something of that nature where strength building is critical, and you take them to the physical therapy room, stainless steel, sterile, they don't want to participate. They don't see the value. But I can put them on that little cart and they'll pull that bar all day long.
They'll probably forget that it's actual something.
Absolutely.
That's helping them.
That's exactly what it's about, is forgetting. And not only do we get this enthusiasm, this willingness to participate, but you get the endorphins, you get the adrenaline, we'll call it, pumping through your blood. And we believe that the results from that are exponential over what you would get when you're just participating because you have to.
Now, it's got to be fun for you too. I mean, this has got to be a love and a passion of yours as well.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, I've been a gearhead all my life, and I just took my passion of supporting individuals with special needs and my love of anything with an engine, and I put those two together. Somebody asked me last week, how fast do your carts go? I said, I don't know. I measure them in smiles per hour.
That's awesome. And you're right here in West Liberty.
Yeah.
And it's Adriel.
It is.
Adriel's so you need some space to be able to run these carts, right?
We do. The more space, the better. And Adriel School has just provided us this beautiful campus. If you're not familiar with it, it sits atop the highest hill in West Liberty, and it's 50 acres of just rolling hills and wooded lots. It actually has a flat track out there where we can run. I mean, I can think of no better place to run these vehicles. We have multiple buildings to work in. They have just blessed us with so much to enhance and improve this program.
Okay, so we always like to encourage our listeners to get involved with ministries like yours that are doing, even in small ways, you're doing big things with people. So what are your needs right now in your ministry?
Well, obviously, we're a small nonprofit. I mean, financial needs and equipment needs are what we have the most. We definitely have volunteer opportunities for interns who are interested in either, the health sciences, any one of them, really, or mechanical engineering. We put those two together. We are so proud to be working with the Columbus Foundation right now and what they call Better Together Projects. Mm-hmm. And it's part of their giving store. And you can go to columbusfoundation.org/mowingplaces and donate, which is going to allow us to go purchase equipment. One of the other things we do is we teach job skills. So we're working with high functioning individuals, typically autism or Asperger's, and we're teaching them lawn care. And that may sound, okay, that's just like any other job, but for a person with autism, the challenge is communication.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you need to communicate with when you're out mowing 25 acres? They love patterns. Mowing is all about patterns. It's this perfect opportunity to give some true life job skills to individuals who would struggle working in other environments. But as you know, that equipment is expensive, right?
Right.
So we're trying to raise money through the giving store at the Columbus Foundation to purchase the equipment to do that.
And they have a job as well.
Absolutely.
Which helps with their independence.
Last year, I worked with 4 adults, and this year, 2 of them are employed.
Nice.
And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Someone who knew nothing about a vehicle or a mower or a job, and this year they are getting paid. They are valued members of the community because we took all year and we taught them this skill.
And so give that web address one more time at the Columbus Foundation.
It's columbusfoundation.org/mowingplaces.
Mowing places.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure you have a website or a Facebook page. Give us all that information so we can get in touch with you.
Sure. Website is unlimitedboundaries.org. And our Facebook is Prescribed Power. I started this as a small LLC we called Prescribed Power, but that's where we've converted over to the Hub, we call it for short, because I'm way too busy to write Heart of Unlimited Boundaries on everything.
All right. And I'm also going to be sharing this on our Facebook page as well. But I think that what you're doing is pretty cool. We have this song. It just keeps popping in my head. It's Dream Small from Josh Wilson that's out right now. And it's about how little things that we do in our everyday life can make a big difference. And that's even this fun and it's different, and it really does help these individuals that we're working with.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the individual. It's what I love the most is about the entire family. When you are a caregiver, a loved one of someone with special needs, I mean, it is a 24/7 job. It never ends. And so we pride ourselves on not just giving that individual the opportunity, but make it a family event where the mothers, the fathers, they get to come out and see their child operate at their highest level of independence and just relax in that beautiful Adriel School environment.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I'm hoping that folks will check out your website and your Facebook page, because the videos are really cool, just to watch the smiles on these folks' faces.
Yeah, you have to see them. You wouldn't believe what really occurs. It goes so much farther than recreation.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rocky, thanks so much for being my guest this morning on the Community Spotlight. It is Heart of Unlimited Boundaries. Again, it's right here in West Liberty. And if you go on Facebook, it's Prescribed Power.
That's right.
All right. And if you want to get more information, you can contact him through his website or through the Facebook page, or even check out our Facebook page, because I'm going to have it up there. That is our Community Spotlight for this morning. And again, check him out. It's good stuff.
We're community supported Shine FM.